Good morning, everybody. We are back here on the mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And we do have a packed house in studio right now. We have Denise York, Daryl Harbaugh, and Haley Bagwell in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning.
Great. Yep.
So, guys, let's go ahead and get started, and we'll start with you, Denise, first. And, of course, you guys last week started the I Love Coffeeville portal, which is we'll go just over lightly real quick, but it's a connection of a lot of different websites, correct?
It's a one-stop shop for Coffeeville, right? So if you want to get to the city, the chamber, tourism, Coffeeville's Reawakening, or Coffeeville Area Community Foundation's website, go to, all you have to do is remember I Love Coffeeville, and it will plug you in, and you choose what you want.
Absolutely. And then let's get the latest update from Coffeeville Together.
Okay, this is the big story today. So I talked with Janie last night from the CACF, and Coffeeville Together, as of yesterday, that's their buy a gift card, and then the foundation matches that to the community mm-hmm. relief fund. They have sold 599 gift cards to date for a total of $35,565. Wow. And we had a goal last week to hit $25,000. So just a great response here in the last week. CACF now matches the $35,000. So that's a total of $71,130. Total dollars that go back into the community.
That's amazing. I mean, and that's going to help out a lot. So it sounds like, you know, the residents of Coffeeville and the surrounding areas have really stepped up for this. And it's doing a great job there with Coffeeville Together. So, I know you guys are just floored with the response that this has gotten.
Yes, we are. And, you know, there's 31 local businesses that are registered online. So you can buy gift cards up until it's going to be open through June 22nd, and then I think that will be when it comes down. So there's still a little bit of time. There's Father's Day coming up, so you can get on there if you don't know what to get your dad. Go on there and grab a gift certificate. So
be sure to go over there and check that out. Also, yep. You want to kind of give us an update on the Garden Club, correct?
Yes. Coffeeville's Reawakening last year, you know, we were looking at quality of life for Coffeeville, things that we needed, and we didn't have a garden club, so we got together with a few people, and one started up there towards the end of the year, and they are meeting the second Saturday of every month at Coffeeville's Reawakening headquarters, 9 a.m. They haven't been meeting during all this COVID issues, so this Saturday is going to be the first meeting that they've had this year. Or since all this happened.
Right.
So, they did elect officers. Melinda Tapman is our president. So we do have a Facebook page. It's Coffeeville's Garden Club. And if you're interested, come on out.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the first meeting they've had in a while, correct?
It is.
And
yep.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but it sounds like we're going to go ahead and get that together again. And now joining us is Haley Bagwell from Midland. And hey, Haley, we got the movie night coming up. You guys told me what the movie is. I think we talked about it a little bit last week. I'm definitely excited with it's coming up because it's one of my favorite baseball movies of all time.
We are very excited, too. Our very first movie is going to be The Sandlot on Friday, July the 10th. So we're going to start the movie at sunset, but before that, we'll have some activities going on. We're going to be giving away free popcorn, and we'll have some concessions there that will be available for purchase. Our next movie night from there will be Friday, August the 21st, which will be The Greatest Showman. And our theme is sing-along circus costumes, so come dressed up. That'll be fun. Friday, September 18th, we're going to show Rudy. And that's a kind of a Friday night football, Friday night lights theme.
Right.
And then finally, our final movie night is going to be Friday, October the 9th, and it's going to be the movie Coco. And that's kind of the Halloween Day of the Dead. And I definitely encourage everybody to dress up for that one as well.
Oh, absolutely. So. For October, absolutely get involved in that. And speaking of which, how can people get more involved in the movie nights? Because, I mean, I think there was a thought for a while it may not happen, but it is happening, and I'm pretty sure everybody's excited about it. How can everybody get involved?
We're very thankful that we were able to get a grant from Walmart, $1,000 grant, and that has enabled us to buy a new movie screen. So we'll have a brand new movie screen this year and a brand new projector, and that was both purchased with that grant. And also, Community State Bank has graciously, again this year, decided to sponsor our movie nights. How people can get involved would be to volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers to come out and help us out. We also take donations, anything that you can do to help donation-wise. And also wanted to give a shout out to CVR Energy, whom has graciously provided us with two porta potties this year for our events. And that saves you some money, you know?
Exactly.
Because these are free events for the community that we're doing. So donations are always accepted, and we just appreciate everyone. I also want to give a shout out to Janie DeVore-Gillis at the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation for all of her continued support and everything that she does there for the Midland.
For somebody who has not gone to the movie nights like myself, because I moved here just in September, so I missed all the movie nights because I was having to do Friday Night Football as well. Where is the movie actually shown at? Where is the screen hung at so people can kind of get an idea of where it's going to be shown at?
So the screen is it'll be hanging on the side of the Alamo building, which is right next door to the Midland.
Okay.
Yeah.
So beyond...
A lot of times people are in the parking lot across the street, mm-hmm. that's kind of where they put their chairs, you know, and sit and watch the movie.
And is 8th Street closed off at that time? That way people can kind of maybe, if they want to sit in their road as well, to get a little closer.
So. It is closed off, yes.
All right, so it'll be closed off. Lots of fun going on during movie night. That is going to be on the 10th of July. Also joining us in studio this morning is Daryl Harbaugh from the Midland Theater as well. And Daryl, good morning. And right now, there's grant work being done, correct, on the Midland?
If you've driven by the Midland recently, you'll see all kinds of things happening, and we're excited about it. About a year ago, the Midland Foundation was awarded a Heritage Trust Fund grant from the Kansas Historical Society. It's an 80-20 matching grant up to $90,000. So those grants are primarily to do what we call securing the shell. They protect buildings from degradation, from just sitting unused. So the work that you're seeing happening as you go by is there's tuck pointing, brick and mortar repair. They've replaced the roofing material on the marquee. Windows and doors are being repaired to stop some leakage, and the fire exit doors at the rear of the building are being replaced. A new fire escape. If you've driven down the alley where Coffeyville Family Practice is, you'll see workers there. you get the fire escape up to code. There will be, you'll see sometime in the next few weeks, a new painting on the doors. We're trying to go back to what we had the doors, front doors sanded, and I think we figured out what the original color scheme may have been. So we'll have some workers doing that. With that, I need to thank Decker Construction, who's our general contractor on the job. Also, we need to thank the City of Coffeyville and the Lieber Brothers Electric Company for relocating power lines behind the Midland, Lieber's for moving some of the electrical work inside, so that can all had to be moved to do the fire escapes. So we are real excited for what's going on. For those that don't know, the Midland Theater is on the historical register. It is one of our historical treasures in Coffeyville, and we're really working hard to keep it instead of having another empty lot. That would be a tragedy. The Midland will look very nice on the outside, but I do not want people to get real excited and think we're going to be opening the doors for events anytime soon. The inside is still needs some lots of love. So, but again, to save the building, we got the grant to secure the shell to keep the moisture and the weather from outside getting in. Because if anybody knows buildings, that's not a good thing. So we are excited about the work being done, and we'll continue. If anybody wants to help or assist with that, there are ways in which you can indeed donate or give. And Haley mentioned, and Denise has, I know, numerous times, we're always willing to take volunteers. All you need to do is contact one of us. if you know, and you can go through Coffeeville's Reawakening headquarters with Denise, or I Love Coffeeville .com. Also, the Midland Theater has a web page, and it's Historic Midland Theater, all one word, lowercase, .com. That's right.
Yep.
Okay, want to make sure I got it right.
You can accessible through ilovecoffeeville.com.
Also accessible through ilovecoffeeville.com. So we're all excited about what's going on in the Midland, and I'd love everybody to come out on July 10th and see the Sandlot, bring your lawn chairs, enjoy a beautiful Kansas evening, and watch a good movie. It'll be a good time.
Oh yeah, it's Sandlot's one of the best. I love that movie. And again, I've driven by. I've seen the work that's starting on the Midland Theater. It's going to look really good on the outside, and that is one of the most important things, is securing the outside so that it doesn't tear up the inside as well. And like you said, it's still going to need a lot of love on the inside, but just to kind of, you know, what are you guys thinking about doing with the Midland when it is restored on the inside? Is it going to be a mix of like movies and like live theater, or what are your thoughts ideas that you're working on?
All of the above. It will be. I mean, there is a need for a movie theater in the town, but the building next to it, the Alamo Building, as it's called, will become the event center. There will be corridor between the two buildings. The event center would be for weddings and reunions, etc. The Midland Theater can be for dance recitals. One of the things we want to try to do as we do this in stages is get the stage area repaired, fixed up, I guess. And we want to try like what's called a backstage performance. So maybe if the house isn't ready yet, we can start getting some people in there at various times. So we have lots of plans. And if you go to our website, there is a business plan where you can see some of that description. But we want it also to be, I know Denise sitting here next to me is really involved with the school district and robotics. So STEM or STEAM, either one. We want projects for kids. And really, we want it to become the meeting place for people downtown, and involve children and are part of our society that really needs the arts. So it's an open canvas. We can do lots with it. We have lots of ideas.
Yeah, so it's
community gathering place. There we go.
There we go. And the Midland is a beautiful building. The Alamo next to it is a beautiful building as well. It's kind of like the crown jewel of the historic downtown Coffeeville. And once it, you know, we got to get that work done on the outside to make sure the inside stays in good. From getting any other worse damage on the inside. So definitely getting that outside work done. Well, Denise, Haley, and Daryl, I appreciate you guys coming in. And Denise, once again, if you can go ahead and pull the mic to you real quick, how can they get a hold of you guys?
ilovecoffeeville.com.
So just as the mic came off. So there you go.
Back.
You got
I'm
it
back.
Right. You got it done. Yeah. So again, ilovecoffeeville.com is the best way to get a hold of you guys.
We do have a Facebook page. We've got like our website.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. Again, don't forget, on July 10th will be the movie night, Midland movie night. They'll be showing The Sandlot. It's going to be a lot of fun. Movie will start at sundown, I do believe sunset. So be sure to get out there and get ready for it. That'll be a long weekend because there's also stuff going on Saturday, including the Coffeeville Summer Celebration. Lots of things going on that weekend. Guys, I appreciate you coming in today, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Kyle. You too.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.